Cosmic Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 4, Episode 9, Driven to Distraction, by C. Henry Berman.
Beacons of Life, a tribute banquet to the Flashpack.
I really don't think so, Max.
What the hell is a beacon of life supposed to be?
Well, a beacon is like a lighthouse.
I know. I'm saying the metaphor.
Guys, let's just get through this. There's a Flashpack half-life-size semi-memorial statue christening. Remembering Julie. A dinner for the Queen of Our Hearts and her intrepid team. Hope of the...
Ever since the tragic events of a few days before, Max Thornfield and his intrepid Flashpack had been inundated with offers of condolences, invitations to elegiac banquets, and summons to official memorials from all manner of momentous people. Now Max had finally got around to examining the pile of mail, and the rest of the pack were too overwhelmed to continue.
Max, I don't think we're interested in any of these. I, for one, would like something to take my mind off, Julie. A distraction.
Hey, guys! Is it true all the things people keep saying about a pack rat? Because I've been looking all over this place, and I still can't find it.
Well, maybe if you keep looking...
Well, he shouldn't be hard to find if he's real. Apparently, he keeps everything.
The interplanetary threat alert signal. The tribbies might have to wait after all. Turn the monitor on, Molly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you now have the honor of receiving an official live video communique from President Restam Salgood of Faliflax.
So, where is he?
Shh! President Salgood is about to appear.
Oh, I bet he's just under a table. See, I was right!
Oh, sorry, I was looking for my pen. It was under the desk. My pen was, I mean. I think I must have dropped it there. Can't think how else it might have got down there. Can you? I mean, it's pretty. It's a good pen, though. I've had it for a while.
Mr. President, why was it you contacted us on the emergency frequency?
Obviously, the pen was missing. That's an emergency.
For God's sake, man. Can't you be quiet for 1 minute?
Catman, that is.
Why? Well, I'm sure there must have been a good reason. Oh, the mail should be here. I really should be going.
Where'd he go?
Max, can you tune into a Faliflax news broadcast or something?
Sure, just a minute.
And that is really the most interesting thing about the world situation right now, because there's no way that the disunionist faction will join the Alabaster Front along the TFF border while Grimley is in power. Power? Did you ever notice that the word power is... They replaced the microphone in here. It used to be a green one, but now it's...
Max, there's obviously something going wrong there, but nobody seems to be able to pay attention long enough to say what it is.
Hmm?
I said they don't seem to be able to concentrate.
Oh, you're right. We'll have to go ourselves. I hope we can get there in time to determine what the problem is. Jimmy, prepare the ship. Keen, calculate an ETA. We'll have to hope whatever threat is menacing them is not so imminent that we miss our chance to help. There's no use mourning when there are people whose lives we can save now. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
You know, I could just get you there instantaneously if you want to, but not if you've already bothered to start up the spaceship.
You can?
Oh, yeah. But you'll have to agree to my conditions.
Come on, cat man. Don't you realize lives could be at stake? That channel is never used except in dire emergencies. What are your conditions?
Some chicken.
You've got it. Now take us to Faliflax.
Wow, wow. There, I told you it could be useful to have a magic cat man around.
Look at that.
I don't want to.
It's huge.
When do I get my chicken?
I've never seen anything like it.
Or anything quite so garish.
Faliflax space traffic.
Yes, I'm calling to inquire about the enormous fluffy red spaceship in orbit around your planet. Is that supposed to be there?
Is why I have a fluffy red pillow. I mean... Don't suppose that helps, but it's plush, so it's very comfortable. If you're interested, I have it at home. My home's very nice. It's Georgian.
They didn't even know it was there?
How could the whole planet fail to notice that? I'll see if I can get that ship on the communicator.
Martin Rection, how may I help you?
I'm the intrepid Max Thornfield from the universe-famous Flashpack. We received a distress call from the president of this planet, but he seemed unable to tell us what it was about. We were wondering if you could tell us anything about it.
Hey, look over there!
What? Over where?
You're talking to us over a video screen, Mr. Rection. Look over there isn't going to work especially well. Over there is out of shot. Why don't you just explain to us what exactly you're doing?
I suspect you're using some kind of ray of non-concentration.
Ha ha ha!
Distractor beam. It's trained on the planet as we speak.
Hmm, that's clever.
Thank you.
But why? What are you after?
Yeah, you're making all these dummy humans forget to feed me.
Before I explain that, hey, you better take care of that mouse that's crawling all over the hang-up button on your communicator screen.
What? There is? Woo!
Are you sure you want to keep that cat around?
I'm really, really sorry, Drowish. I think I get it. He was trying to trick me, wasn't he?
Max, with a population about 7 billion, Falaflex must contain about 14,000 kilostares of attention.
If he found a way of siphoning that, he could apply himself hard enough to solve almost any problem in the universe.
That's it! Misdirection must be stealing attention from the population of Falaflex and using it for his own nefarious ends. And they're all too distracted to notice. It can't be allowed, and we're the only people who can stop it. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Now we'll have to find a way of boarding that tasteless spaceship and find out what he's using the attention to help him concentrate on.
Yo, guys, cats have a lot of spells for dealing with fluffy, fluffy spheres. It's one of our specialties. Just in case you were maybe looking for ideas or something.
Of course. Vertris, it's essential that you grab hold of that big, fuzzy, red floating ball with your mind.
You got it! I've been wanting to do that ever since we first saw it! Come here, big floaty thing!
Wow! Maybe we should keep this cat.
Thank you, Vertris. Now let's call space traffic to tell them how we saved their plant from certain destruction.
People of Falaflex, may I have your attention, please? Get it? No, you wouldn't. Well, let me explain. I've just deactivated my super science distractor beam and returned your attention spans to you. In the meantime, I used the 14,500 kilostares of attention that your planet contained to train my attention on one single problem. That's right, I exploited all of your attention spans for my own purposes, and now my plan has come to fruition. I have created Mr. Rection's skim system, the world's most effective method of speed reading, which can be yours for...
How did he get back? Vertris used his magic to pull the ship away.
Wait, our readings never showed any kind of distractor beam coming from where that giant fuzzy ball was.
You mean it was a distraction?
Of course! Can you trace the transmission and cut it, Jimmy?
Yes, I'll just send out a jamming signal. Now the population of Falaflex won't be scammed into buying into a rip-off speed reading scheme. He didn't really have much of a plan, did he?
Not really. Of all the villains we've ever encountered, I have to say that...
Ah! The home Workotron! Are you sure we can't look into that speed reading scheme that misdirection?
Of course not! You remember what happened that time when Julie... Well...
Why did you have to remind us, Max?
Sorry. I wasn't thinking. But we can continue even without Julie. We showed it today and we can show it again. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Now, Vertris, take us home.
What do you mean?
You teleport us here. Now we need to go back.
About that. I can usually do real teleports, like maybe one or two people, no problem.
You can't get us home, can you?
I had to use up an ancient Saladonian shoelace toy. It was a one-time use.
All right, gang. Let's get walking.
Significant villains through the history of space-time. What can I write about that?
What will Jimmy write? Will the flashpack ever stop being reminded of their loss? Why did the villain sound so familiar? Find out in next week's show, Voices of Evil.